I am thrilled to be on the call with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and I also just have to say, I just want to reassure you that you and your entire family are highly supported and lifted continually in love and prayer by your extended American family. And we are just so proud of you and your family and all that you stand for with such style and grace. And just God bless you for just being such an awesome woman of God and truly such an inspiration, not just for women, young and old, but people across the world. So thank you.
Well, that means a lot. And, you know, we hear it all the time, but we can never hear it enough because I know that Barack is working hard and he doesn't want to let anybody down. He knows that there's so much at stake and there's so many things that can be lost for people if we don't get this done. I wanted to call in because voter registration ends in Virginia on Monday.
That's right.
This Monday. So, you know, all your listeners, we just want them to know that it's so important for them to make their voices heard. And, you know, every vote is going to count in this election. As you know, Kiana, things are tight in Virginia. It's always a close race in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But things are very tight. And last presidential election in 2008, Barack won the state of Virginia by about 200,000 votes. But that broken down over precincts is really just 100 votes per precinct.
Right.
So, especially for young voters or people who have never voted who think, well, you know, what difference will it make, you know, if I vote or, you know, why, you know, my involvement won't matter. That's just absolutely not true. If there's anyone listening who isn't registered and who hasn't voted and is not sure whether they're going to vote, that's a part of that 100 voters that could make the difference in this election. So people have to be registered by Monday or else they're not going to be able to vote and have a voice in this election. So we want to make sure that happens.
Absolutely. And it's such an easy process. So there's so many websites and so many resources out there that allow people to register to vote. And again, that deadline is this Monday. And as you just heard the First Lady say, it's not hard, but really it's so important. What do you say to people who feel like, you know, my vote doesn't matter?
You know, I've said a lot and other civil rights leaders have said, people fought, died for us to have the right to vote. And it is the most important nonviolent tool for change that we have in this democracy. You know, and we just can't afford to sit on the sidelines because while we're sitting out and ignoring things and thinking that it doesn't matter, let me tell you, there are a lot of folks who are making sure. You know, there are people who want to take their country back. You hear it all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the question is, you know, whose voices are going to determine the future of this country? You know, how our tax laws are crafted. Because there are people who really believe that the wealthiest shouldn't pay the highest tax rates. In fact, it should be teachers and firefighters.
Mm.
You know, that's going to be determined in this election. Whether we focus on our environment at all, you know, there's a whole party out there who doesn't believe in global warming, that it exists.
Mm.
So if Barack doesn't win, there's no clear sense that we'll even focus on that issue for another 4 or 8 years. You know, what about education, funding, and making sure that kids, our young people, all young people, regardless of how much money your family has or what connections you have, can have an opportunity to go to college if they choose.
Right.
And have financial aid, you know, because I know that I wouldn't have been able to go to college without financial aid. I didn't have parents with connections or I didn't have a trust fund. I didn't have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a savings account. It was all about loans and working and work study.
Right.
You know, those are the kind of things that could go by the wayside if people want to balance the budget on the backs of working class folks.
Right.
And those are some of the, you know, important things that are going to be decided in this race that will impact our lives for decades to come.